Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Was rowdy in the eighth just because you guys don't have an off day tomorrow? Just trying to.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11 to nothing. It's 11 to nothing. Bednar, Holderman, both threw yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Chapman, I'm not going to pitch in that situation. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11 to nothing. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, it's 11 to nothing.
Ouch. Derek Shelton not happy. His team, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if it was clear there. They lost 11 to nothing. Worse yet, no hit. Amonga goes 7 innings, 7 strikeouts, doesn't give up a hit. They lost 12 nothing. Oh, my bad. My bad. It was just 11 nothing when Tellez got in there. So they get no hit, combined no hitter for the Cubs. The absolute low point. Rowdy Tellez goes in and pitches. That's the third time I looked it up in the last 12 games that he has pitched. That is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
My read on the situation, Doran, I think Derek Shelton's a very nice man. He is liked by the players in the clubhouse. I think a lot of people who cover the team like Derek Shelton. He's a good guy.
Yep.
That was out of character. I think that was the death rattle.
Mm.
I think that was like the wounded animal crying out, making death sounds. Come help me. That's how I took that. It's 11 nothing. It's a stupid question. He's red in the face. He's pointing at him. It was an animated Shelton that we have never seen before. Because if he had any hope of being retained, you need to have a good September. You're 5 days into September. You got no hit, 12 nothing. And Rowdy Tellez takes the ball again. He's done. Writing's on the wall, death rattle, wounded animal sound.
Could I just for a minute?
Shelty's done.
Is that how you think you would sound if you died? Because that's not, those aren't death sounds.
That's not a human sound. No, it's like a cat.
Doran's losing it over there. And so am I.
Is that not how that hits you guys, though?
No, it is, but the way you personified it did not.
I don't like to talk about guys losing their jobs, so you want to insert a little bit of levity. People got mad when we celebrated Matt Canada's firing, and I'll own that. So you introduce a little levity, that's all.
Let's go back to the question from Noah Hiles. Kalis, you brought up a good point before the show. It was a valid question. Whatever way you wanted to look at it, I thought it was a valid question. But Kalis, you brought up the point that maybe the question was to be interpreted, why Rowdy Tellez and why not a different position player? Because at this point, It looks like it's a parody now. It's like, oh, we're going to throw Rowdy out again. Look at that. We're going to get Rowdy some pitches. Why not somebody else? Mm-hmm. Kalis, you brought up before the show. I think maybe that's what Noah Hiles was asking. And either way, I thought it was a valid question, whether it was that way or whether it was, well, you had to pitch Rowdy Tellez again.
You're down
11 nothing.
I saw a Twitter statistic that Tellez has pitched as much as Leszczynski and Nicholas over the last 2 weeks.
Kalis, I love you. I love you, Doran. I was just looking that up.
It's like you've jumped the shark with this gimmick. And they're in Chicago. It's not like Pittsburgh fans can get rowdy about it. You know. Why Tellez again?
Last time Tellez pitched, the following day they got their butts whooped. And the fans were chanting for Rowdy. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a disaster.
Huh?
Last season, they went 29 and 28 down the stretch with two legitimate starting pitchers, and they cobbled things together. You've had Skeens and Keller. You've just re-added Jones. You've had Bailey Falter, and yet they're absolutely stumbling down the stretch. You get no hit, you give up 12 runs, you've got your first baseman, who's not even a good first baseman, pitching again for the third time in 12 games. We don't have to belabor the point, we don't have to spend much more time on this, but if Derek Shelton is the manager next year, and I'm not sure this is all his fault, but if Derek Shelton is the manager next season, I will be beyond shocked at this point.
Same here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any, there's no going back from here. How could you even see through the forest that this could be a positive team next year, that this could be a winning formula? This is not a winning formula, clearly.
He's got one of the worst winning percentages in the history of Major League Baseball managers.
Oh, wow.
And again, that's not all his fault, but you need to win with Skeens. You need to win with O'Neill Cruz. And if you're going to bring it back, you're going to hit that reset button with the same guy. It ain't really the reset button. It just isn't.
I do wonder, and I know it's getting ahead of ourselves, if they do get a new manager, do they move O'Neill Cruz back to shortstop? Like, I mean, you're messing him up. Like, I just don't know. Like, this is a whole disaster. Everything about this is a disaster.
At least we got Skeens. 2.13 ERA, but now he's not even going to win the Rookie of the Year. He's the second favorite for Rookie of the Year. He should be winning the Cy Young. He's been that good, but the team has let him down. If the team were around 500, he might win the Cy Young.
Yes.
And he probably won't even win Rookie of the Year. That's how bad they've been. But we digress, because people, I don't think, even have an appetite for the Pirates right now. I think we've reached the apathetic stage.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.